Subress.
On demand. Follow Subress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now.
The biggest hit Desi music show for your Saturday night. It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.
So she's a British Asian singer who's dropped her first ever Hindi Afrobeat track. It's called Temperature. It released on the 24th of February. It's taken the scene by storm. And to talk all about it, all the way from Singapore, that's right, Singapore, give it up for the lovely Hermina Shah.
Hi, Akshay. How are you doing?
I'm all good. What's Singapore saying?
Singapore is great, hot and humid. I am actually missing the cold, to be honest. I miss wrapping up in jackets and scarves and all that. Haven't been to the UK for like 3 years now.
Absolutely. Listen, you know what? I would swap places with you in a heartbeat. I would take the garmi rather than the thundi, man.
Let's do it. Let's swap. I'll come there. You come back. You come over here.
Let's find out a little bit about you. First time you're up on the show, Hermina. You know, the fans, the listeners, they want to know who Hermina Shah is and how you got into the whole crazy music game, man. So talk to me, you know, give us a background on who is Hermina Shah.
So I am Hermina Shah, as you know. I've been singing since I was around 7 years old. I come from a very musical family. My dad sings, my sister sings, as you know, my sister's Avina Shah. And so music's in my blood. I started off singing at like community events and social events, private parties, all till I was around, all throughout my teenage years and my education. And then I released some of my own music as well. I released an album in 2016, which was my first original music that I worked on. That was Hindi and Punjabi songs. And then since then, I've just been working on fusion music, also do devotional music as well. So a bit of everything.
Absolutely. You know, who doesn't know your sister, Avina Shah? She's a good friend of mine. She's been on the show many, many times, you know, accomplished artist in her own right. But now you're coming through, Hermina. We all love your Bollywood cover songs, you know, that you've been putting out on your YouTube channel. You know, that's seen a lot of success and it's seen a lot of love. And now, you know, for 2022, you have dropped this absolutely amazing Hindi Afro beat track alongside GCN. It's called Temperature. And I tell you what, I don't know what the temperature's like in Singapore, but it's certainly raising the temperature up here in the UK and all over the world. So let's jump right into it, Hermina, man. You know, where did this song come from?
So you mentioned the Bollywood covers that I've been doing. So when COVID hit the world, you know, we were all under lockdown and I had nothing else to do. I started to reach out to musicians from around the world and, you know, to basically fuse Bollywood songs, which I've grown up singing all my life, and basically create a whole new style. So I started off with, I did some jazz collaborations. I did a country Bollywood and country Western, Bollywood and classical. And then, I mean, I'm married to a Kenyan family. So my husband absolutely loves African beats and African music. So he told me to fuse, why don't I fuse Bollywood with African music. So I started to do that. I did a couple of very unique covers. You'll find them on my social media. One in particular, Ye Dosti, which I, Hindi version with African music. And that took a lot of people by surprise. I started to do more and more of Bollywood with African beats. And then GCN, he's a very popular artist from Nigeria, came across some of my work that I was doing. So he approached me and asked me if I would be up for collaborating on a brand new track that he was going to release as part of his EP. So he wanted to mix my style with his Afro beats. So he sent over the track. I heard it and absolutely loved it. So I wrote my part and recorded my part within a couple of days. I sent it off to him and his team loved it, and next thing I know it's ready for release. There's a date set and he's like, we need to do a video for this within this week. And I was like, oh my god, wow, this has happened pretty fast. And that's how it all happened. We have a track, a fusion track, you know, the first ever Hindi Afrobeat track called Temperature.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's getting a lot of love. I know a lot of radio stations are all over it. A lot of TV channels are all over it. You know, you must be really chuffed and really happy with the, you know, with the way the tracks turned out. And of course, the feedback.
Yes, I love it. I mean, it's such a different sound. It's something like I've never done before. And I've not actually heard anything like this before as well. So it is really, really fresh. And I am proud of what we've achieved in such a short space of time, and I can't wait to see where this goes. So I am very, very excited for the world to hear this track.
Are you already thinking of your next one, Hemina? You know, I mean, obviously this is out. This is doing absolutely amazing. You know, has this now kind of spurred you and thinking, right, I want to do more of this? And, what can we expect? What's in the works for you, Hemina?
So I do have a few things in the pipeline. I definitely want to work on more original material and fuse them with different styles. I love world music. There's just so much talent out there, and I just want to reach out and collaborate and do some crazy things, brand new sounds. And yeah, let's see what I come up with next. But yes, the ideas are rolling in my head.
now, you know what I love about you, Hemina? You are so amazingly versatile, right? You know, because, you know, with the stuff that we've seen that you've posted up on your channels and the things that you've been releasing, you know, you always surprise us, you know, with everything that you drop, because you cover so many styles, so many genres, you know, which, I don't know, do you find that, are some styles difficult than others, Hemina? You know, or do you enjoy challenging yourself?
I love challenging myself. I mean, one of the things that I started to do during the lockdown is I started to get into devotional music as well. So with all the people passing away during COVID, I started to host virtual like prayers for them. So I started to do bhajans, which I'd never done before. So I also released an album with the most powerful mantras, you know, for example, you know, the Gayatri Mantra, Om Namah Shivaya, Hanuman Chalisa, all of those. So, you know, a new side of me came out in terms of my music, a spiritual side, which I didn't know existed until then. So I'm trying to explore as much as I can. So I've got my spiritual side, I've got my Bollywood side, I've got my fusion style and side, and let's see what else I come out with.
Now, you know what? You, I'd love to see, because you are out there in Singapore. You know, I would love to see Hemina Shah doing a Malay or a Mandarin track. What do you reckon?
Yeah, that would be so awesome. Yes. I will. I have to learn the language, but I'm getting there slowly.
You know, I'm going to ask you, you know, you're a fellow Guju. You're a fellow Guju out there, right? You know, I've got to ask you, you know, Dokra Male, Fafra, Save Company, you know.
Nathi Marta, Ghare Banau Chu. Ghare banao. Gujarati community is pretty small out here. Yeah. So again, we're not very spoiled. That's what I miss about the UK. I miss all the food, and I miss all main thing is the food I miss for sure. So yeah, I've got to make all that at home, because it's just not the same. In fact, just had a jalebi gatia as well, and we made it all at home.
Now, Hemina, you know, you yourself, you know, had a big challenge, you know, a year or so ago. You had surgery and you lost your voice. Now, for a singer, that must have been absolutely kind of, you know, shattering for you. And you literally had to learn to speak again. Talk to me about that time. I mean, for somebody who loves music and loves singing, you know, that must have been a really, really kind of really tough time for you.
Yeah, that was a very heartbreaking time for me. I had to have my thyroid removed because there was a lump on my thyroid, which was fortunately benign. So I had to have a surgery. And one of the risks of the surgery was that my vocal cords could get damaged or I could lose my voice. So it was a very difficult time. And I was in the peak of my singing. I was literally performing virtual events every weekend. I was putting out loads of music, and you know, it was just a shock of my life. I don't know if my voice is different from what it was before. It feels different when I sing, like the voice, the way it comes out, there's a slight emptiness feeling I feel in my throat, but I don't know how that sound is, you know, how everyone else hears it. But I'm grateful it's back, and I'm back stronger.
Well, Hamina, we are so, you know, happy that you are back. And let me tell you something. You sound absolutely amazing. And we can't,
Thank you. You
know, we can't wait to hear everything that you have got to offer. You know, you're amazingly talented. And, you know, we are here and we're going to continue to give you the love and show you the support, Hamina.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And you know what we'd like to see, Hamina? You know, can we see a Hamina Shah and a Avina Shah collaboration?
Now that would be telling. We've done a few things together before, but there is something that could be in the pipeline. So stay tuned.
Hamina, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us today. It's been an absolute pleasure. Next time you're here in the UK, I want you here in my studio. And I promise you, you know, I will have dokras and fafras and
yes.
And gatyas and garam masala wali chai ready for you. And I hope you will do the same for me when I come down to Singapore.
Definitely. In fact, that was going to be my condition. I was going to tell you, if I come down, I want jalebi gatya, chai, you name it, all the whole Gujarati feast, thepla, dokra, you name it, just keep it there ready for me and we'll have a whole, you know, a foodie session.
100%. And now, ave Hamina, chene pehli vaar tumhara show par aayi che, right? And u chene tane emnem tane javanati devano, right?
Because I know what's coming.
All the fans and jo badda akhi duniya mamre sambarta che, right? They're going to say to me, Akshay, you know, you can't just let Hamina go without singing something, right? So, chene, and I'm going to let you pick, all right? I'm going to let you pick whatever you want, but we want to hear your amazing, beautiful, sundar surili awaaz.
Okay, so what? Give me an idea. What do you want to hear? Like, I could sing you a bhajan. I could sing you a Bollywood song. I could sing you the temperature song. You tell me.
Can we have all of them? Can I be greedy?
How about I sing you the a cappella temperature,
okay,
which I've never done before?
Let's do that. Let's do that.
All right. Okay. Kahan hai tu, aajana. ऐसे ना मुझको सताना मेरा है तू मेरी जान तू जरा सा पास आ बस एक तू ही तू. Now you do the next bit. Come on.
He's giving me temperature. There we go. That's the temperature refix.
I love it.
It's going to be out real soon. Hamina, listen, honestly, it's been, you know, bom ajaivi. You know, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much.
And listen,
so great.
If people want to follow you, find out more about you, you know, where can they go?
Okay, so I'm on Instagram at Hamina_Shah. You can find me on Facebook and on YouTube, and I always reply to messages, so just drop me a message anytime.
There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Hamina Shah. And Hamina, jate, it's only right that you introduce the new song just before we play it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you're about to hear my brand new track, Temperature, the first ever Hindi Afrobeat track featuring GCN. So here it is on the one and only Sabras Radio with Akshay Patel.
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabras Radio.